Where does Angela Davis fit in today in the African American history in the post-civil rights era?
You know, that is a big question, because she's not a misfit. I think she's part of the mosaic of Black history. Black folks here in the United States, you know, we endured slavery and then we protested. But we were active agents in the creating of the United States of America. And there are a lot of characters like Angela, who you might describe as misfits. If you think about what's happening in the United States across the board, all kids, college-educated kids, they're out in the streets protesting against the war in Vietnam. There's the Students for Democratic Society. There is this factioning off into the Weather Underground, the Black Panthers, and then they're factioning off into the Black Liberation Army. So their young people really believed that the revolution was around the corner. And they believed that primarily because there had been revolutions all over the world to throw off the yoke of colonialism. What we remember of that revolution is largely cultural. You know, hair, clothes, attitudes. But for many people, it was political. It was political, and they feel like they failed because the revolution didn't happen. When we stand up, when we get in the streets, when we make the world in our own way, change happens. That's when change happens.